Heston and Company present Mickey Mouse.
Hi, folks.
With Minnie, Donald Duck, and all the Disney gang. It's Mickey's show.
Gosh, look, Ken. What's up on the floor? What is it? A uniform?
Haven't you heard, gang? Felix has gone nautical on us. He's bought himself a boat.
A real boat? Why, gee, I am not no good.
Hey, will you take me for a ride if I help row?
Sure thing, Goofy. In fact, you can all come. But you won't have to do any rowing. You see, it's a sailboat.
A sailboat? Then we'll all help row.
Oh, gee, that's well, Felix. I shall play something out of our new boat.
Mickey, you took the words right out of my script. How about it, Felix? A seagoing medley to launch the new boat. Hollywood, beauty and charm are of great importance. That's why today you'll find so many Hollywood people using the new modernized Pepsodent containing Aerial. These men and women know that a smile to be really attractive must reveal teeth that are seen and sparkling. And they've discovered that Pepsodent, which alone of all dentifrices contains Aerium, is unusually effective. That Aerium helps Pepsodent gently brush away stubborn, unsightly surface stains, and that Pepsodent can polish teeth to a brilliant radiance quickly, safely, using no grit, no grease, no fudge. Quiet, Donald. The newly improved Pepsodent containing Aerium has made a definite hit. And for just one reason. Because it does everything Pepsodent claims it can do. Cleans teeth thoroughly. Polishes them to their full natural brilliance. Try Pepsodent toothpaste or Pepsodent tooth powder yourself. Learn firsthand how this remarkable new dentifrice can help you win a brighter, more alluring smile. Now, Mickey, comes time to call the magic mirror. Where do you go today?
Oh,
Old
MacDonald had a farm, so what?
Well, so plenty. Who do you think me and Donald found? Old MacDonald himself in person. Hey, Mac, come on over.
Coming, boys, coming.
Folks, I want you to meet old MacDonald. He had a farm.
Mr. MacDonald, I'm very glad to meet you. I've always wanted to find out why they always say old MacDonald had a farm. I mean, why haven't you got one now?
Yeah, what happened?
How'd I lose the farm? Well, friends, it's a long story. It was a beautiful farm, but somehow I just couldn't make it pay. I just didn't seem to have the knack.
Oh, gee, that's tough. What have you been doing since you lost it?
Got me a job with the state. Farm advisor, by cracky.
Yeah, but I shall lose the farm. What happened?
The Squire Perkins had a mortgage on it before closed time. Darn his hide.
Come on.
Yeah, Squire L. Perkins was a man of heart of stone, rich, merciless. And me a poor, lorn widower. And my little daughter half an orphan. You know, I often think if I just had that one day to live over again, I might be able to save the old homestead.
Pardon me, MacDonald, but did you say you had a daughter?
Yeah, and leaving the farm, I broke her heart. She was a perfect little thing.
Can you hear that, Donald? Old MacDonald's got a real, genuine farmer's daughter.
A farmer's daughter? Uh-oh.
Well, what am I looking for? What's there? Well, imagine here, say, Mickey. Maybe Donald's got something there.
What do you mean,
Tom? Well, last week you helped William Tell save Switzerland from Gessler. Maybe you could go back and help old MacDonald save his farm from Squire Perkins.
Oh, that's a cool idea, Tom. Hold on, Jane, you want to try it? Get ready now. Play the magic mirror. I command you to appear.
I come. Master, what is thy command?
Mayor, cut the gang and rings to old MacDonald's farm and see if we can get your arm again, the Squire foreclosed and put away.
It shall be as you desire.
Well, I'll be quick. Yeah, it's the old farm, all right, and everything's just the same like it was the very day Squire Perkins foreclosed.
What's the day?
Well, to think about. It's the day, and yet it's 30 year ago. Turn to that magic mirror ain't a caution.
Yep, it hasn't met yet.
Listen to them birds. Now, I say, I recollect on the day I lost the farm. I was walking down this here path toward the barn. Them birds were singing. Happy and pretty as could be, just like they are now. Listen to them. Leastways, I got him to the Squire just here, again.
Well, don't worry about him.
We'll
get us some way to
save
the farm.
Well, I hope so, Sonny. I hope so. Well, come on, let's get up to the barnyard. I want you to meet my daughter, Priscilla. About time she's tending to the afternoon milking.
Gee, you've got just about everything on your farm, haven't you, Mr. McDonald?
Sure have, Miss. There's the chicken coop. The hog pen is right there alongside the barn. And the cows around the other side.
Hey, is that your daughter going along the path over there?
Yep, that's her. That's Priscilla.
Oh, is that a milk pail she's carrying?
Yeah, she's going around the barn where the cows is.
Hey, Mr. McDonald, how's about us watching our good milking, huh?
Yeah, I haven't seen anyone milk a cow in just ages.
Well, now, I reckon we can fix that right quick. We'll go over and watch through the fence.
Oh, boy, well, yeah.
Pretty Gertrude. Are you ready, dear? All righty. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and up the daisy. A whistle while you milk. Don't be a fickle pickle puss. Come on and do the do and hum a honking tune. Get used to crawling like a rooster, cock a doodle do. When poodles come on you and quiet go boo. The best of that the beastly pig are rooting just for you. So whistle while you milk. Just pucker up your rosy lips and whistle while you milk. Oh, does little pussy kitten want some milk? Well, have one on me.
What? A foot? A foot? Right in the foot.
Silly, I want you to meet some friends.
Yes, Father Darrow.
Folks, meet my daughter. Her name's Lucindy Arabelle Priscilla. The folks just call her Silly. Silly, and Squire Perkins, curses Blackheart, will be here any minute now.
Oh, Father, what's he coming here for?
Foreclose the mortgage. Daughter, today's the day we're going to lose the old homestead tonight. I remember what's going to happen as if it was yesterday.
Oh, Father.
There, daughter. Be brave. Get back to your milk and chin up. Take it easy. Just lean your head against the cow and cry it out. I'll take our friends and show them around.
Me and Donald will sort of stay here and comfort the maiden in distress.
Hey, off you are, will
you? What, Donald? I'll be a quiet a gal who's crying against a cow. Well, how about... Say, do you know any funny joke? Well, I do. Hey, Billy, do you want a good laugh? Have you heard the one about the farmer's daughter? Oh, gosh. She is the farmer's daughter. Yep, I guess you heard it. Listen, Donald. Girls like to be flattered. How's about you singing her a serenade with your duck band?
Looking out for one ever since.
Well, I'm on my way.
Why, ain't y'all never met no men before?
Oh, no, mercy, no.
Aw, grandma.
Well, what's the matter? Don't no men live around these parts?
Oh, yes, lots of them. But they all seem to avoid me.
Uh-oh.
Gosh, that's funny. A pretty gal like you, too.
Yes, I simply can't figure it out. Oh.
Hey, what's the trouble, sister? Something biting you?
Oh, no. I always do that when I'm excited. When I'm nervous.
When I'm a bad man.
You know, I sometimes think it might be the heat. I'm very warm.
Oh, don't worry, Mickey. We're leaving right now.
Oh, come back. What's the matter? Don't you like the matter?
Hold him away, Doc. Here I go. Hurry up, Donald. Fire, Danny.
Fire, Danny. Mr. McDonald is coming to give us a treat.
Gosh, ice cream, huh?
No, sir. He's trained all his animals to scream. And they're going to keep going for us right now.
Why, sure thing, Miss Clark. I'd be right glad to have you started off. Okay, might as well make it a jam session. Here we go.
Martin McDonald, just a McMoose. Hey, boss, come quick. The car is coming. The storm is crying. The storm is crying.
Whoa! Just like it happened 30 years ago. Abner, the hired hand, seen Perkins a coming. Hit up, Abner.
Well, Pius Perkins, a school is broken. He's got a morphos the mortgage. A foreclose the mortgage. The maggot. The mortgage! Look, he's coming up the parking gap. The gap includes. He's down near here, boss. That's hot lip. Well, don't say I wouldn't on you. I didn't win you. Don't say I didn't warn you, boss.
Angus McDonald, the fatal hour has arrived. Aren't ye, Farmer McDonald? Time is the essence of our contract. On the stroke of midnight, my mortgage comes due. Have you got the money?
No, Squire Perkins, and you know why. You've robbed me of every cent I had to my name. And now, you're going to take the old homestead.
The almost makes me feel like the dog I am.
You said it.
But it's no use, McDonald. Pick up your duds and get...
Mercy, Squire Perkins, have you no heart, no feelings, no pity?
Nay, McDonald, time to parlor's hard, and I want my money, or I want your palm.
You monster. It's not for myself that I plead. It's for my little girl. Mercy, you care. Have mercy for my little silly's sake.
Oh, yes. Yes, I beg of you. Have mercy. Mercy.
What's this? A pretty little silly? Oh, good farmer. Here's a toothsome wench, thy little fairy flower. Arise, my little sweetie. I would eye thee further.
This is fine, the finest daughter.
Ah, yes. Well, thanks, so. I got an idea. I'm going to
okay. I should please you, sir.
Yes. Very neat. A cozy little chickadee. I will chuck the baggage under the chin.
Oh, you.
She likes it. I thought she would.
My daughter's a good girl, Squire Perkins. A good cook and right handy at milking a cow or swilling the hogs.
McDonald, I'm a man of few words and to the point. Give me your daughter's hand in marriage, and I'll tear up the mortgage.
So, put it in writing and sign on the dotted line.
No sooner said than done. There, and here's your mortgage. Now, tear it up.
Hand it over. We won it. Well, we got the farm back, and Silly's got herself a husband. Oh, Silly.
Come on, Tom. Come on.
Oh, what's this? Trickery!
Howdy, Tom. What's frightening you?
Dadder, I got your husband at last.
Oh, Paul. Which one, the duck?
No, Silly, it's Squire Perkins, the one with the whiskey. Grab him quick before he gets away.
I got him. Oh, Paul. He's wonderful.
I have me, woman.
Oh, don't be bashful. Excuse me. I'm just a little
excited. You tricked me, McDonald. You'll pay for this.
Oh, no. You agreed to marry her. Says it right here on the contract.
Now, listen, McDonald. I'm a rich man. I'll pay you $500 for that contract.
Make it $1,000, you can tear it up.
Done. Here's your money, McDonald. The farm is yours. And... so is your daughter. Goodbye.
Farm is on. We've done it. Yippee. Silly, go get the other side of the house. Hey.
Old MacDonald's
got
his farm prepared and gone away. His darling daughter's take some part. Let's celebrate some pain.
How pretty pudding.
My friends, I shall now render a tender selection in honor of the dearest friend the girl ever had.
Daddy. You've been a woman, oh, Daddy, to me. You might have gone with the boys every night. You gave them up just to bring me a prize.
And now you're nobody's sweetheart now. Rick-a-tick-a-tick, you can't get a man no how. Piano legs, swing 'em. Banjo eyes, give 'em a roll. You'll never win, no guilty cry. So harness yourself, so applaud. Because you're nobody's a sweetheart, and now.
I tried for 30 years to get my daughter married. If I don't get her hitched up soon, I'll have to have her buried.
Why don't you trade her for a horse, or pawn her off on someone, or find another mortgager, but this time pick a dumb one.
Put on another mortgage, an extra heavy mortgage with a dent. Who's got to re-engrave?
This is
why it feels like a fit, and a fit happy team may say, you're never.
Return at once or dwell forever here.
What are you saying, Mr. Romero? Come on, we've got to go back now.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. McDonald. We've had a wonderful time.
Well, goodbye, my friend. I don't know how to thank you for all you've done.
Well, just hang on to that daughter of yours so we're gone.
Goodbye, my precious.
Oh, Donald.
Why, you little curmudgeon.
Doesn't Donald make a terrible villain?
No, he makes a terrible anything.
Hey, John, I've got something I want to tell you private-like.
What is it, Goofy?
Well, John, seems that once there was a farmer's daughter...
Oh, play easily.
This is a reminder that your friend, the druggist, is now celebrating National First Aid Week. Tomorrow, when you're out shopping, you'll find that your good neighbor, your local druggist, is offering many special bargains for National First Aid Week. So be sure to take advantage of this opportunity to fill up your medicine chest at specially reduced prices. And don't forget to include in your purchases Pepsodent toothpaste or Pepsodent tooth powder. They both contain that wonderful cleanser, Irion, you know. We predict that after you've tried Pepsodent, the result will convince you that Pepsodent can clean your teeth more thoroughly, polish them to a more brilliant radiance. You'll be thrilled when you see how remarkable Irion helps Pepsodent gently brush away those dingy, masking surface stains that hide the true natural beauty of your teeth. And remember, Pepsodent with Irion is absolutely safe, for it contains no grit, no bleach, no pumice. Mickey, have you decided where you're going on your vacation this summer?
Well, of course, John. I haven't had time to think about it. I've been so busy with a radio program and making movies for Walt Disney.
No, no, John. We don't know where we're going.
I ain't got a thought myself.
Well, you certainly deserve a vacation. You've all been working mighty hard.
Oh, gee, thanks, John. Okay, where should we go?
Perhaps I can help. At thy command, I'll take you all to vacation land.
Oh, gee, man, that'll be swell. Come on, Dad, let's go. Vacation land.
Come on, gang. Have a nice summer. So, with Mickey and the gang headed for vacation land, we bring to a close the last program in the present series brought to you by the Pepsodent Company. This program has come to you from the Disney Little Theater on the RKO lot. The orchestra and musical arrangements were under the direction of Felix Mills. Heard of the program where someday my prince will come, and hi-ho from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. John Heaston speaking for the Pepsodent Company. This is the National Broadcasting Company.